الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. اللهم نسبب الأسباب ونفتح الأبواب وأذن الحارين. توكلت عليك يا رب العالمين وفوض أمري إلى الله قضاء السير بالعباد. أدي برادرز السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة
الله. It has been a week. الحمد لله. All praise be to Allah. Since the start of Ramadan last Friday, for this Hijri year 1433, corresponding to the Gregorian year of 2012. As we all know, Ramadan started on July 20th. And some of you here at the Islamic Education Foundation in Jeddah City are new to Islam. Alhamdulillah that Allah guided you, and may Allah continue to guide you and guide us and keep us on the straight path. Some of you are fasting Ramadan for the first time, but along with Muslims, new Muslims and Muslims, newcomers into the faith and Muslims. But last night I read an article on an English newspaper, an English daily, published in Indonesia, the largest Muslim country, where also in Australia, not very far from Indonesia, that country which is a continent, they call it Down Under, are populated more by non-Muslims than Muslims, although Muslims are growing rapidly in Australia. Islam today is the fastest growing religion in Australia, in the West, everywhere. Even enemies of Islam take note to this. They confess. Even the Pope, he did it twice in 2007 and then in 2010. He said, there are more Muslims than Catholics today. That's how he said it. So, this news which I read last night also will give the Pope, unfortunately, some more stomachache, because now non-Muslims are joining Muslims in fasting Ramadan. That's what the headline says. In Australia and in Indonesia, the non-Muslims see Muslims. Have a drink, please. This is non-alcoholic. No, sorry, I can't. The non-Muslim is offering the Muslim to drink during daytime time. The Muslim says, no, sorry.
But I can see you have been here working hard for long hours. What's wrong with you? Why can't you drink water? I'm offering you water.
I'm fasting.
What is fasting?
This is the month of fasting. It's called Ramadan.
Oh, really? Not even water you drink? No.
From dawn to dusk, from dawn till sunset.
That's hard, man. You're killing yourself.
No. If I can afford it and I'm physically able, I'll have to do it.
My God! Tell me more about fasting.
So more non-Muslims, when they come to know about Ramadan, they say, hey man, let me try Ramadan. Let me do some fasting like Muslims do. And not only this, last year, 2011, a group of youngsters in America, they started a trend called Try Fasting. Try Fasting. So they started it in a social network on the internet called Twitter, like Facebook and what have you. The youngsters will know what I'm talking about. Not like us old people. Alhamdulillah. So they started. Oh, you know it. You're young. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. So they started Try Fasting. And more non-Muslims are trying fasting without knowing that although this is good news to us, because the interest about fasting will lead a greater interest about Islam, because fasting Ramadan is part of Islam. They are inseparable. You cannot separate fasting during the month of Ramadan from the way of life, the religion of Islam. And the word religion in English does not give justice to what is Islam is, really, sincerely. The word Deen al-Islam in Arabic, English, is limited, very limited, with all due respect to English-speaking people. Because deen in Arabic means what you owe your creator. And what you are indebted to your creator. One of the many meanings of the word deen, a deen. The religion. But the word English does not give justice. So for the sake of the English speaking people, will just say the religion of Islam, way of life of Islam, the faith of Islam. Fasting Ramadan is the fourth pillar of five pillars of Islam. The basic fundamentals of Islam. The ones that the house of Islam is built upon. You see this room here, this hall, is built on pillars. How many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, mashallah, 6 pillars. The house of Islam is built on 5 pillars. Fasting during the month of Ramadan is number 4. So if non-Muslims are becoming interested about what Muslims do during Ramadan, inshallah we pray that this one day will lead them to come closer to understanding more about Islam, and hopefully eventually we are praying to the Almighty that they may accept Islam. So this is good news, and as I told you last week and 2 weeks before that, more and more media, Western media coverage, positive coverage, is happening already every Ramadan, every year. Usually, as a member of the media, I'm not a sheikh. Don't call me sheikh. I'm not that. Don't call me that. I'm no ustaz. I'm just a street rat in from Sahaba Street. Sahaba Street is the street where most newspapers, you know, buildings and headquarters exist, and I had just happened to be a member of the media for the past 20 years, writing in the newspapers, working for TV, that's all. With the love and passion like you have, like any Muslim should have, for sharing my faith with Islam, may Allah accept. It's the duty, it's the number one duty of every Muslim. No matter how little knowledge you have, you know one verse, it becomes your duty to share that verse with somebody who does not know that verse. Be that person a Muslim or a non-Muslim. How come it is your duty? Because your beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one, the Prophet of Allah that you love more than anybody else, more than any human being, commanded us by telling us, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, convey the message on my behalf. The Prophet is speaking, convey the message on my behalf, even if it's one verse. Do you know one verse from the Quran? You do? When was the last time you shared that verse with a non-Muslim? It's your duty. It's your duty. So, that brings me again to what I spoke about 3 weeks ago and last week. And again, I'm very thankful for the opportunities afforded to me by Brother Hafiz Rahman and the Islamic Education Foundation. May Allah reward them. Jazakumullah khairan. We spoke about this pamphlet. And it's about one question. Ramadan, do you know why Muslims fast during the month of Ramadan and not any other month? And I believe each and every one of you has got a copy. If you didn't still get a copy, put up your hand. Okay? Inshallah, before I leave, there are enough copies for you. But the rest, I'll have to share with a brother, you know, the prodigal son, as they say in the gospel, Audat al-Ibn al-Dawud. I'm just kidding. A bulldozer, a very active person in Dawah, may Allah reward him, Brother Abdullah Salis. Welcome back, my brother. I remember seeing the brother in 1989. Yes, 1989. How many years ago? I lost counting. And I saw him at an Islamic bookshop that sells Islamic books in different languages. And I saw this young Filipino man. You were young then, mashallah. We were both young. And, or younger, yes. And he was buying volumes of books of hadith. And at the cashier, I remember it was about like 450 riyal or something. I said, yeah, man, this must be a rich Filipino, mashallah. 450 riyal. Books. Volumes of hadith. So I asked the brother, what do you do? And I believe you are a mechanic then? Yes, mashallah. And he said, I'm a mechanic. But how much do you earn every month that you afford to buy volumes of hadith? And then what he told me, you know, shocked me and made me feel ashamed of myself. You did. He said, I'm new to Islam. I embraced Islam, I believe, 2 years before that time. And I want to learn more about Islam so that I can share more. And I had the utmost respect for the brother, and ever since we became friends and brothers, alhamdulillah. This is for you. I'm very happy to see you. Alhamdulillah. May Allah grant you long life and good health always. I've learned a great deal from such brothers and brother Abdullah Sensu. In fact, I forgot to mention last week that the biblical verse we talked about, the biblical verse, the prophecy about Ramadan in the Bible, from one new moon to one new moon in Isaiah 66, I learned first from Brother Abdullah Sensu in a class of 1988. At Islamic Cultural Center in Jeddah. He had a Bible class, imagine, he had a Bible class in Saudi Arabia. Somebody will need to report him to the real Muhammad. He had a Bible class in Saudi Arabia, and he was teaching, Ramadan was coming, it was in Shaban, and he was teaching us about Ramadan in the Bible. May Allah reward him too, and keep him for longer years, so that more people can benefit from. What I'm about to share today is, again, the pamphlet, one verse. Remember what verse from the Quran we talked about 2 weeks ago? Every week I'm going to remind you, inshallah. If one verse. Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 185. Mashallah, great. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. That is the verse you need to memorize. You know, if not possible in Arabic, memorize the translation of its meaning in English and share with non-Muslims today. As I told you, interest is growing worldwide, globally, about Ramadan. Ramadan, Ramadan. And you know what else? What else is happening this year? Why the interest is growing about Ramadan? The Olympics in London. I don't watch sports, really. But people are talking about Olympics, Olympics. In London, games, alhamdulillah. They're busy. And then they're talking about Muslim participants in the Olympics and what's going to happen to them while fasting. And all that nonsense. But subhanallah, all glory be due to Allah. Although this is a waste of time to many serious Muslims, many more newspapers, media channels in the West are covering Ramadan this year because of the Olympics, because of some Muslims going to participate in it. And now you see the TV anchor, what is Ramadan? Tell us please, how Muslims fast? And then they started bringing imams, leaders of Islamic centers in London, in UK, United Kingdom, to talk about Ramadan and Islam. Otherwise, these imams would have never been on a Western TV unless there was some bomb somewhere or Muslims suspected of terrorism. Outside Ramadan, believe me, as a media man, I monitor what happens about Islam, what they publish about Islam in the West. It's totally negative. Only in Ramadan, it's 180 degrees. It becomes totally positive. And yet, you find Muslim organizations, Muslim activists in Dawah, Muslim people active in Dawah, academics, Muslim academics, specialists, all complaining we are getting bad, negative, stereotypical Islamophobic coverage against Islam and Muslims every year. But what they are not telling you, our own specialists, our own people, how positive the coverage becomes during Ramadan and only during Ramadan. And that is why, my brothers, when it happens in Ramadan, it becomes your golden month. For you to use that month to turn the table on the enemies of Islam. Not to sit on your backside, excuse me, lie and complain. They hate us. Look what they do. They tore the Quran in America. Look how they made us look bad. Look what they do in the Philippines. They mock us. Look at that cartoon in Denmark. We're only crying, complaining, and that gives pleasure to the enemy. Look at Ramadan now. Where is the bad coverage now in Ramadan? Not only this, I read in a Filipino newspaper just last Friday, I went home, I'm searching, and I read that they started fasting Ramadan also on Friday in the Philippines, because the Muslim brothers in Ramadan, they saw the moon in the Philippines, right? And then the headline in the Filipino newspaper said, New Moon of Ramadan. Another fulfillment of the prophecy from Isaiah 66, and you can go back to YouTube and type Ramadan in the Bible, and you will see if you missed last Friday's talk. So another fulfillment in a headline, New Moon over the Philippines of Ramadan begins. So that is something positive about Ramadan in the Filipino newspaper. Otherwise, they will be talking about Abu Sayyaf. Right? Dead or alive, I don't know. With all due respect. Otherwise, they're Muslim terrorists. Living Muslims. Islamic terrorism. Why aren't we using Ramadan to reach out even to enemies of Islam? Wallah, there is no better month for da'wah than Ramadan. There is no better month than sharing the Quran with non-Muslims than Ramadan. This is the month of the Quran. And yet, you see more Muslims active in da'wah outside Ramadan than during Ramadan. My brother, fasting is so tiring. I was in Taraweeh last night, I'm tired today. Yeah. So that Shaytan now is all demons and devils are chained. But Allah is showing you that you have your own Shaytan. You are your own Shaytan. Each and every one of us. Making excuses with Shaytan not being around. So you stop blaming your own demon, your own devils. We only have ourselves to blame. We only have ourselves to blame. And please try to share whatever you can from what you're learning here from the teachers, what you learned last week and the 2 weeks before. Try to share it with non-Muslims. I wanted to talk about further biblical prophecies about Ramadan. I told you there are at least 11 or 16 Bible prophecies about Ramadan. But inshallah, we will leave that to a public talk that might come, inshallah, one day during Ramadan, where it would be more appropriate also to show some slides. I didn't notice that you have a presentation board here. So inshallah, maybe next Friday, if possible, I can bring some slides and show you. It will be more interesting. Instead of you have to look at me for half an hour, 40 minutes, and then you get bored. No, you see things, you know, moving on the screen. And also, what I'm talking about from the newspapers, you will be able to see on the screen. But before I leave the mic, I want to ask a question. I'm not trying to embarrass you by asking this question. I like to do this every Ramadan when going to some different centers, because it's also a learning experience for me. Like in 1996, I gave my first talk at an Islamic center about Ramadan, what's in it for non-Muslim. It was in Jeddah Dawah Center at the Salama district. And I asked the brothers, please tell me, you know, you work as expatriates coming in Saudi Arabia, embracing Islam, or you of Islamic faith, and working with non-Muslims here in compounds, in companies in Jeddah, while you are fasting and living with your non-Muslim colleagues or working with them, what is their reaction like towards you fasting among them? You are a Filipino maybe, and they are Filipinos, whatever country you're from. What are they telling you? So one Filipino new Muslim told me, at that time, it was his first Ramadan. How many of you here fasting this Ramadan for the first time? Please put up your hand. MashaAllah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Allahu Akbar. So the brother was fasting his first Ramadan in 1996. So he says, me sir, I said, what are your friends telling you? He says, you know, every day they open the fridge before iftar, before it's time to break the fast. And they tell me, hey, Abdul, look, you want us to throw all this food? Isn't it a waste? Come on, man, this is your eat, don't kill yourself. God doesn't need that. You're killing yourself. Come on, join us. What's wrong with you? You're not an Arab. Arabs can go in the desert without food and water for days, like camels. Like the lousy camels they ride. I don't know why the non-Muslims always have a bad attitude towards camels. I don't know what the camel did to you. I want to know. Why do you hate camels? But they always project camels as stupid. It's a beautiful animal. So how? Anyway. So that's what they were telling the brother. So I said to the brother, what did you reply? How did you answer them? But before I tell you what the brother told me, because the brother kept silent, he said, I didn't say anything. It just hurt my feelings. And it does hurt your feelings. People mocking your faith, mocking the sacred month of Ramadan, you know, trying to tempt you to eat. You know, it does hurt. It's not nice. So he said, I was hurt, deeply saddened, but I kept quiet. I said, well, at least you didn't swear them, you did not, you know, fight with them. It's good that when you're angry, you keep silent. You know, alhamdulillah. I should remind myself of the same thing. So, I want to know from you very quickly, if you experienced something like that. Did you? Anyone? Not necessarily this year, the year before. You know, either with your colleagues or with your family. Did you experience, and don't worry, I'm not going to report your friends to the Mutawas. I'm not going to ask you, give me their names. I will deport them outside Saudi Arabia. We will go and arrest them. No. Don't worry, I'm not going to create troubles for you. I just want to know if you are experiencing something, you know, nasty remarks, funny jokes about you fasting. Anyone would like to share? No? This Ramadan is totally positive, alhamdulillah. Nobody is giving you any problems, alhamdulillah. Are they asking you about Ramadan? Are they telling you, what are you doing, in a nice way? Are they asking you? Are the brothers sleeping? Are they asking your non-Muslim friends at work? Are they asking you about Ramadan? They're not asking you? No, because you're not talking to them.
No. They know already.
No, they don't.
They know already because
they know it's Ramadan.
Yeah.
But like I said 3 weeks ago, if you ask them why we fast during Ramadan, they won't know.
I only do it to give the
example. Okay, alhamdulillah, great, you did the job, mashallah. Wonderful. But talk to them also before you give the template. So, I told that brother, you see, what you need to do, you need to go back to them, inshallah, tomorrow, today, before your breakfast. Tomorrow, it was already at night. And go and tell them, what you're doing to me when you open the fridge and show me the food and ask me to break my fast before time. What you're doing to me is what the devil did to Jesus Christ in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4. Shame on you. But tell them in a nice way. Tell them shame on you with a smile. Shame on you. What? What do you mean? When you don't know your own Bible? Jesus was fasting 40 days and 40 nights. Where? In the wilderness, like the Arabs of the desert. You know, but he didn't have a camel. So then Matthew tells us, after he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, what happened to him? And he felt hungry. What does that prove? That Jesus didn't drink water. He did not touch food. Like who? Like who? Like Muslims. This is how we fast. You go to the Catholics, with all due respect, how do you fast? We don't touch meat products during Lent for a certain time. But you can eat anything else, yeah. How about chocolates? Well, if I like something so much, I can also avoid ice cream during fasting. I'm not making jokes. But you can eat anything else, yes. Is this the way Jesus fasted? No. Why are you making fun and jokes about Muslims, how Muslims fast, when Muslims fast like Jesus Christ? Shame on you. You know, if you compare your fasting, Orthodox or Catholics, most Protestants don't fast, by the way. They say, we don't need to fast. We don't need to fast. But they are coming back now. More and more Protestant churches, they are bringing fasting back now. You know why? To compete with the Muslims. Yes, yes. Especially where Protestants live next door to Muslims. You know? Because they heard that, you know, Dad, yes, why can't we fast like Muslims do? Fasting is also in the Bible. Jesus was fasting. Then the Protestant got caught. Well, okay, we'll start fasting. So they're going back now, alhamdulillah. Good. Coming closer to Islam, inshallah. All the best, we wish them all luck. They're coming back. So I told them, go and tell them Jesus Christ fasted. And if you remember, that piece of information is also in the pamphlet. I'm marketing the pamphlet. That's all I'm doing. That piece of information is also in the pamphlet. Where is that Bible verse? You don't have to go and get a Bible like this one and then try to smuggle it into Saudi Arabia from the customs. No. You don't have to do that. Or seek the help of a Bible smuggler like myself. No. The verse is right here. And then memorize it or show it when they make jokes, when they make fun. Ramadan is hard, please. Are you Catholic? Are you Christian? Yes. Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And then he felt hungry. And then the devil came. And the devil said, the devil came to do what? To tempt Jesus. To test him. For a man who has been fasting 40 days and 40 nights, and he felt hungry, what do you think the first test will be about? Food. So the devil said to Jesus, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to be turned into bread and feed yourself. Like, and then tell your Filipino friends, exactly like you opened the fridge and told me to eat. You are doing like the devil. Shame on you.
This smile.
Yes, with a big smile. Shame on you. You are doing like the devil. You are ought not to. You are a Christian. You have this in your Bible. You should show respect to people who are fasting like Jesus Christ, peace be upon. And by the way, we believe in Jesus Christ. What? Get out of here. I'm telling you the truth. He is mentioned in the Holy Quran 25 times by name. His mother is mentioned by name 34 times. There is a chapter named in honor of the mother of Jesus Christ. Chapter number what?
19.
Mashallah. Maryam. In Arabic and in Hebrew, Maryam, Maryam, Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ. Alhamdulillah, when I had a daughter in 1998, I named her after the mother of Jesus Christ. Maryam, my daughter, may Allah save her and bless her and all our children and sons and daughters. Ameen. So I named her after the mother of Jesus Christ. This is how much we love Jesus Christ, Son of Mary. Peace be upon him, isn't it? So just tell them that and leave them. The brother went and told them that, and then the next time I went back to the center, and brother, what did they tell you? They said they apologized to me. They stopped harassing me. They left me alone. And then, after a few days, they wanted to read the Quran. Allahu Akbar, alhamdulillah. You know, sharing that information. But the brother did well. The brother helped me help him. He helped himself better. You know how? When he was angry, when he was hurt, he said nothing. And that is the best thing to do. If you don't know how to say, fight back, not fight with punches, intellectually, you know, give a rebuttal, and they are harassing you, it's better to keep quiet. Don't mind that there's, look, we silenced a Muslim. We finished him. He is ashamed. He can't say. Don't mind how they make you look. If you don't know what to say and how to say it best situation is keep quiet, keep silent, again with a smile. And then go prepare, learn, and go back and share the knowledge with them and tell them, shame on you, with a smile. Well, I'm not sharing this to put them to shame. I'm not teaching you this to go and get revenge from them. Now, let's pay back time. No. This also is an opportunity for you to share Islam. Many of those people, in the past 22 years, I have seen many of those people who had the worst attitude towards Islam and Muslims, and when some Muslims deal with them nicely, with logic, reason, and information, Allah opens their heart and then they change to the point that they themselves choose willingly to become Muslims. From an enemy of Islam, from someone who despised Islam and Muslims, I hate Islam, to a person who is a Muslim. Subhanallah. So do not despair of anyone. If you see a friend who is bad to you at work, a family member who rejected you because you embrace Islam, your parents, your family in Kenya, everywhere, they are fighting you, do not lose faith. Don't feel so sad. Don't let that sadness consume you. Enjoy Ramadan. Energize your spirit for da'wah, for sharing your faith during the month. This is the best time to charge your battery for the next 11 months after Ramadan. Inshallah. This is the best time, since even enemies of Islam are talking positive things, you also should remain positive during the month of Ramadan. Smile all the way when you're fasting, even before breaking the iftar, even when you're driving at home. Non-Muslims are talking. Look at Muslims before breaking fast. They're going nuts. And then they blame us. Look at this Muslim. Give me the milk. I've been in full. Let me go home. Muslim getting angry before breaking the fast. And then non-Muslims are watching. They observe. And then they use that against Ramadan. They use that against fasting. So be positive. At any negative situation you find yourself in, with non-Muslims surrounding you, either here, and it can happen here sometimes, or even when you go back home in the Philippines, wherever you come from, be positive during Ramadan. It's the best time of the year for everything. And it will teach you a great lesson how to endure all this. And non-Muslims are testing us like Jesus Christ was tested in the desert, in the wilderness. Everything tests us. And Allah is testing His people all the time. So with this, I conclude my talk. Inshallah, we will work on further explanation on Ramadan in the Bible. We can work on this if you all are still interested. Inshallah. More information to share with non-Muslims during Ramadan, before Ramadan goes up, or for the next Ramadan, inshallah. But Jazakumullah khair for the opportunity, for bearing with me, and for trying your best to share your faith with non-Muslims. May Allah give you more power, more knowledge, and accept all that you do during the month. May Allah accept your fasting. May Allah accept your prayers and your additional night prayers. And may Allah bring your loved ones, your family members, closer to Islam on the path. If they are Muslims, keep them straight. May Allah open the hearts of our non-Muslim friends and help us guide them, and may Allah guide us as well. With that, akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah, wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 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 wa sallam